When living with cancer, it's important to be informed and know what to expect. But finding the right information can feel overwhelming. That's why UnderstandCancerTogether.com is here to help. We've gathered practical information and resources based on where you are in your cancer journey so that you can focus on the important conversations and decisions of today. UnderstandCancerTogether.com, helping you navigate life with cancer one moment at a time.
Norwegian Cruise Line invites you to experience more in the Caribbean, Alaska, Europe, and beyond. For a limited time, get 50% off all cruises and enjoy NCL's all-new More at Sea cruising package, including unlimited open bar, specialty dining, and more. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, today the DPP will appeal Cathal Crotty's 3 years sentence on the ground of leniency, undue leniency. And Natasha O'Brien spoke to The Hard Shoulder earlier this week and said she was feeling nervous in the run-up to the appeal.
I'm a bit detached from it, and I'm finding it difficult to really think about, Natasha, you're actually going into court now on Thursday to see for the appeal hearing. You know, I feel so detached from it at the moment. And I think that's a normal thing as well. You know, I remember going into the sentencing, it didn't actually hit me until I was literally getting out of the car, walking into the courtroom, what was happening. And then I totally froze, and I totally just went into a state of panic and was shaking. And so, like, I'm not sure how I'm going to be on Thursday, but, you know, it might just hit me. I might just fall apart again. I'm trying to just be persistent, and I'm trying to, you know, do everything I can. And it's really important. So if I can identify all the different little problems that I have come across on my journey through the system, at least that's a starting point.
And that's Natasha O'Brien talking to The Hard Shoulder earlier this week. And the reason for this appeal: Cathal Crotty, the former soldier, received a 3-year suspended sentence in June after pleading guilty to carrying out an unprovoked attack on Natasha O'Brien in Limerick City. And following a public outcry over the leniency of his sentence, the DPP decided to appeal that sentence today in the courts. I'm joined by our courts correspondent, Frank Graney. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the interesting thing, Ed, I heard Natasha O'Brien the other day on The Hard Shoulder, and she believed that the appeal by the DPP might never have happened if it had not been for public outrage. Do you believe that's the case?
Oh, it's a very hard question to answer. I can understand why Natasha O'Brien would feel that way. The DPP would certainly say no, that every case is taken on its own merits, obviously. I have seen cases, and plenty of them in the past, where appeals have been brought by the DPP on the grounds of a sentence being handed down that they feel that is unduly lenient, and that, you know, story may not have made as many headlines as Natasha O'Brien's, but certainly given, I suppose, the nationwide protests. And in fairness to Natasha O'Brien as well, she was very vocal about her concerns, and after he was handed that suspended sentence. So you suspect that would have fed into, obviously, conversations in the office of the DPP, but they would say no, that wouldn't have had an influence on their decision to bring this appeal.
Now, the facts of the case aren't really disputed. I mean, we had an account of what happened. But maybe it'd remind us of exactly what happened to Natasha O'Brien, who was a completely innocent party in all of this.
Totally innocent, yes. They didn't know each other when their path crossed on a night out back in May of 2022, almost 3 years ago now. Cathal Crotty had been out drinking that night while Natasha O'Brien was on her way home from work. She'd been working in a city bar. As I said, they did not know each other. Natasha called him out that night for shouting homophobic slurs at people on the street. She politely asked him to stop, and he's never actually given an explanation for what he did next, but it seems that he was angered by her unwanted interjection. So he focused his ire on her, and in what was, by all accounts, a vicious, unprovoked attack, he grabbed Natasha by the hair, and he unleashed a flurry of blows that knocked her to the ground. At the time, he was a member of the Irish Defence Forces. He didn't stop there. The attack continued after he knocked her down, with him holding her hair with one hand, punching her in the face with the other, until she went unconscious. And hours later, Incredibly, he boasted on Snapchat that it took two to put her down, two to put her out. He was arrested, and he initially told Gardaí that she was the instigator, suggesting that he was merely acting in self-defense. He claimed that Natasha O'Brien had been confrontational that night, that she had thrown the first punch, that she hit him in the face. But his attempt at blaming Natasha for what happened backfired, because the Gardaí had CCTV footage. They showed him that footage. It clearly showed him attacking her without provocation. And after watching it, he admitted that he had told lies in that initial account. He admitted punching her four times. He also accepted that he had hit her in the face after she fell. She suffered catastrophic injuries. He broke her nose. She also suffered a severe concussion. She had extensive bruising across her head, face and limbs. And obviously she's been feeling the psychological effects of what happened to her almost 3 years ago now.
And she had to give up her job on foot of the trauma that was inflicted upon her. Now, she's a very articulate exponent of her own case. And I heard her the other day, a hugely impressive woman is Natasha O'Brien. Now, what grounds for leniency did defence counsel offer for Cathal Crawley?
Norwegian Cruise Line invites you to experience more in the Caribbean, Alaska, Europe, and beyond. For a limited time, get 50% off all cruises and enjoy NCL's all-new More at Sea cruising package, including unlimited open bar, specialty dining, and more. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Well, first and foremost, I suppose the most significant piece of mitigation that worked in his favour was the guilty plea. In fact, the judge down in Limerick that handed down that sentence, the judge Tom O'Donnell, since retired, even remarked on that after Natasha O'Brien had stepped into the witness box and showed great courage to deliver her victim impact statement, because the judge asked her if she understood the significance of that guilty plea, and that it saved her the ordeal of having to go through the stress of a trial, which could have taken at least 18 months to go before a jury. Significant evidence was also given in relation to Cathal Crawley's previous good character, particularly in relation to his time in the army. As I say, he was a soldier in the Irish Defence Force at the time. He was based in a barracks in Limerick City. His superior came to court and he told the judge that he was an exemplary officer. He said that he was surprised when he learned of what Cathal Crawley had done. He described it as very out of character. And while Judge O'Donnell did describe Cathal Crawley's actions as utterly appalling, he decided against jailing him. He fully suspended that 3-year sentence. He remarked that he had a huge judgment call to make in relation to his career in the army. He landed on a headline sentence of 5 years, which is the maximum penalty for the offence that he pleaded guilty, that of assault causing harm. But that headline sentence was reduced on mitigation to 3 years and then fully suspended. And he was ordered to pay €3,000 to Natasha O'Brien in compensation.
Now, you mentioned that there have been appeals by the DPP before for the leniency of sentence, but not that common, I suspect.
I think it is fair to say that the Court of Appeal, a very busy court, I must say, is mostly taken up by challenges to convictions or the severity of sentences, or sometimes both. But you do come across appeals like this from time to time, where the DPP challenges a sentence because they feel that a criminal, in this case, Cathal Crawley, has gotten off too lightly. And one high-profile case that springs to mind is the case, you may remember, that of a Norwegian man called Magnus Meyer Hustveit, who admitted raping his girlfriend in her sleep. His girlfriend bravely waived her right to anonymity, Niamh Donal, and she was very outspoken about it. He was handed a 7-year sentence that was suspended in full because the judge felt it was an exceptional case in that his offending wouldn't have come to light if he hadn't brought it to his girlfriend's attention. Now, obviously, the circumstance of that case, very different to the one before the courts today. But the Court of Appeal in that case didn't take issue with the 7 years handed down. It was the fact that it was suspended in its entirety. They felt that didn't meet the case. And that's certainly the issues that will be thrashed out in court in relation to Cathal Crawley's appeal today.
So what are the grounds likely to be put forward by the DPP?
Well, in the same way, I can't speak for the DPP in relation to why they brought this appeal in the first instance. I can't say what they're going to argue today. Those grounds of appeal will be open before the court in a little over an hour's time. But I think the main thrust of the arguments that will be put forward will focus on the amount of weight that Judge O'Donnell gave those mitigating factors in the case. As we've spoken about on your show countless times over the years, Pat, sentencing is a very, very complex part of the court process. It's not an exact science. It's a very delicate balancing act because on the one hand, the judge must consider the offence, but equally, the judge must also take the offender into account, you know, their previous character, the type of person they were before they committed the offence. And in cases like this, the point is often made that the sentencing judge focused too much on the offender at the detriment of what that person did and who he did it to. So in this case, as I mentioned a moment ago, the judge set the headline sentence at 5 years. Now, that means a headline sentence. That means that without mitigation, Carl Crotty would have been handed the maximum penalty for what he did. So the judge did see the seriousness of the offence and he took that into account when considering a headline sentence. But he seemed to put great stock in his guilty plea. You know, as we've mentioned, Carl Crotty admitted his wrongdoing and he did that in a very public way. That undoubtedly saved Natasha the added trauma of having to give evidence at trial with no guarantee of success. And it also saved the state the money and the resources of running a trial like that. Early guilty pleas entitle a person to a 25% reduction on their headline sentence. So that would have shaved 15 months off the 5 years that he had in mind. That's 3 years and 9 months. So taking the other mitigating factors into account then, he further reduced the headline sentence by 9 months. That's how he arrived at the 3-year sentence. But he went further, and that's where the controversy lies, because he decided to fully suspend that 3-year sentence. And when you look at the comments that he made before he handed down the sentence, it seems he put a lot of weight on the effect his actions were going to have on Carl Crotty's career in the army. Judges nowadays are required to give very detailed explanations in relation to the sentences they hand down. So I have no doubt that the DPP would have combed through the transcript from that sentence hearing in Limerick, because to succeed, they'll have to convince the court that Judge O'Donnell made a mistake when he decided to fully suspend that sentence.
Yeah, I mean, he's retired now, and I don't think he has spoken publicly about his sentencing. Judges don't normally do that. But the fundamental question, you know, someone who does this kind of thing, you know, the threat to his army career, do we want people like that in the army? That's, a more, I suppose, layman's kind of question. And that question might well be answered in the Court of Appeal today. How soon will we get a decision from the judges?
It's hard to tell. It depends on, I suppose, the complexity of the arguments that are put forward. Judges in the Court of Appeal, as with all judges, are very reluctant to delay matters unnecessarily. So they will be eager to deliver a judgment as quickly as they can. But it isn't that unusual where, you know, judges of the Court of Appeal will hear submissions from both sides. They'll have written submissions in advance, so that'll be useful in terms of preparing for the case today. But it's not that unusual for judges to reserve judgment. I just want to go back to something that you mentioned there, Pat, just in relation to his role in the army and whether or not we want people like that in the army. I mean, clearly the answer is no, and the Irish Defence Forces did do its own internal disciplinary hearing, and he was dismissed as a result of what he did. But interestingly, when it comes to army officers, Gardaí and people like that whose role and duty is to serve the people, that's often taken as an aggravating factor then when they commit crimes like this. And I'm speaking in general terms, but just looking, I suppose, at some of the reportage from that sentence hearing in Limerick, I don't see any reference in relation to that. But maybe that will become a little bit clearer when the grounds of appeal are open before the court this morning.
Frank Rainey, News Talk's courts correspondent. Frank, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.